building for 6 years. It's got a leaky roof. It's full of mold. It's going to be a nice little chore, but I feel like if I could get right now, I don't know what is all going to detail of it because of the mold. But if I can get the roof fixed and windows in, and I can get some airflow going on in it, I mean, it's going to be, I have a restoration bid. It's just crazy. I'll let you look at it, and you tell me if maybe you guys even have some suggestions. I don't want to even ask for this money because it's totally crazy. So I am to wanting $159,000 for restoration of mold. I don't know if there would be even something else out there. I don't have a problem with doing even some of it myself. I don't know if there's something out there that I know that TIP money could help with removal of that, but that's just crazy. And I felt like I kind of had a high bid because the guy kept just talking about how much that she just got for her flower place. And I was like, that has nothing to do with mine, you know? And then he knew I was trying to go for tips. So anyway, that's kind of where I'm starting on the building, that because I don't know until I get things out of there what I mean are going on.
Do you know how much she actually got for her flower place?
I don't know. It didn't matter to me, but like I said, that's what it was.
Okay, well, it sounds like she got $100,000, but she got a $50,000 loan and $50,000.
Right.
So she really only got $50,000.
And I think my window estimate was in that too, wasn't it? Yeah, here's for my window estimate on the windows. But anyway, and Amish was going to do the, it's got a tin roof on it, and we're going to come off with the other building with tin because the whole rubber's gone and it slates a little bit, and I from my years of experience, I don't want rubber. I don't want to ever have to even replace it. Was $50,000 for my roof, for the roof on it. So so that's 72 would give me my roof, my windows, and the place bought, and then I could go from there. Maybe revisit it, but I don't know what you're
looking at. I don't think we can use TIF money.
No.
Yeah, I probably
can't use TIF money.
Everybody would be coming wanting money to buy something.
One of the guys to get theirs first.
That's not, you can't get TIF money to buy.
Yeah, that didn't.
Okay. Well, I was told that you could, so I was under that understanding that I could, because there was a Fulton County program and they told me that that had expired, and they told me that I could apply for TIF money for it, so that's why I was applying for it. So.
Well, I've got something to say here that maybe I should or shouldn't say, but I probably really don't care. Apparently, a few years ago, you received an overpayment from the city of Lewiston, and you neglected to pay it back and refused to pay it back. What makes you think the city of Lewiston should help you when you wouldn't work with them?
I don't know what you're talking about.
When I overpaid when you were the alderman. You paid back $100 of that overpay.
I didn't even know anything about it. I'm sorry, I don't know anything about it, so. I mean, with this kind of a restoration, I mean, I'd like to save the building. I hate to see it tore down. I hate to see something like that be an eyesore in Lewiston behind the courthouse and having you know, a building tore down. You know, I care about this town. I'd like to see it grow. I'm wanting to do a resale thrift store in it. My daughter-in-law's wanting to put a coffee shop in it. We're going to put a woodworking place in it. I'm trying to expand what we've got going on in Lewiston as far as businesses and bringing people into this town.
This blue sky's just for the mold, is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's just for mold. And I couldn't even get SEPPRO or Service Pro to even touch it.
It's just up there, it's too hot, it's.
It's too hot, you're too tall.
Yeah.
$50,000.
I'll just real close to this one.
I was gonna say, I just scoot over if you wanna scoot over, we got plenty of room now, so.
Then the 30 is for like windows and stuff like that?
Right.
Okay.
Do you want to stuff your candle?
So are we sure you can use TIF money to help purchase? Because how do they do, I mean, I know they do development a lot of times, it's in the acquisition.
I'm positive.
Okay, I mean.
To purchase property.
Yeah, you just can't purchase property, but others add upkeep or redo and stuff like that.
Plus, we'd have to have bids and all that stuff for the roof and all that. Just have the bid for the windows, but we'd have to have written bids for the roof or any other renovations.
Well, it was just through the Amish, so, I mean, I can't, it's not like they can email me anything or whatever, I didn't. And I was told I could give a verbal bid on it, so I guess maybe all the information I was told was just all wrong.
Yeah.
Who told you you could give a verbal bid?
I've had people just tell me I could give a verbal bid on it.
So nobody actually knew anything?
No, I don't, no, I mean, I thought it was people that was.
I told she could tonight, but we'd have to get a written, you know, you have to get a written one. I think the one that previously somebody had an Amish and they wrote one out by hand.
It's a little harder getting it out of Amish, and they can write it.
They wrote it out by.
Yeah, it just takes a little longer.
And then somebody had to go get it from them.
Do you know who you talked to, was it over in Cuba or outside Cuba?
Yes, yes, and actually the one from Roseville is coming over to do the big roof because they're gonna put down the foam, the fabric, and then they're gonna spray.
Okay.
And then the one over in Smithfield's gonna do the other part.
Yeah, I think if they give you written.
Well, if you don't get the mold mitigated, it's not gonna make.
Yeah, it's not gonna make much difference.
I mean, are you still gonna do all the other stuff?
I mean, I'm gonna have to, but I don't know what I'm gonna find underneath of it. So that's the reason why I said I probably have to come back to the table, you know, to see if there was any other help that I could get for it.
Sounds like right now, the mold's probably the biggest issue.
It is, but I gotta stop it by getting the roof done.
Sure.
And getting the windows open.
Does anybody know what we have in TIF?
Gwen is waiting on the rest of the taxes from county. She's hoping to let me know by the end of the week. But she hasn't let me know yet. Not much.
I was also told that there was something like an RBG funds.
I don't know where at. I don't know what it is. RS what?
Because it's in RBG funds that was in Canton and Lewiston that was supposed to help businesses, old businesses, buildings to refurbish to.
We didn't get any.
Yeah, I had somebody that was supposed to be here tonight to tell me about that.
Yeah, Canton might have got some, but we didn't.
Lewiston was in that also.
Yeah, I was gonna say Canton usually. I know they have several different programs, and I think Lewiston's probably been included in it, but.
Yeah, Lewiston was in it, but.
If we were, they didn't ever tell us how much. I didn't know anything about it.
So do we need to run some of this by our TIF attorney to see if we even do?
I would.
Because.
Did you send her, Gwen anything?
I sent her the application.
Did she answer on anything?
She told me to let her know what council decided tonight. on what it was. Because I sent Gwen the application and she said to let her know what the council decided tonight.
Well, we don't even know how much money's there. Right?
We don't know what we can.
Not an official number, no.
And she's waiting to get a number from the county on how much we're gonna get.
Well, that's not, right now, we didn't need the number of how much we got, not how much we're gonna get.
Yeah, we need to know how much we have before we can give it out.
And I left my paper at home from last week.
We had $160 and then $100 went to the flower shop.
I was gonna say like $50. Anybody got that paper from last time?
It was $160 something.
Mine's at home.
Before the flower shop.
Thanks, probably got it in his stack.
He probably does.
Yeah, it's gotta be in this pile.
Jim, the RBG?
Yeah.
I just see the RBG developed through the USDA. I'm looking.
Yeah.
I don't know if we got anything, it's at least grants.
Yeah, and it was listed was included in this, that's what it was.
Closed is what the USDA, I don't know if they allocated money to Fulton County side, and we have that one too. That would be a question we have to find out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, if you've been talking to Michelle, and I know Michelle's trying to be very helpful, but she told me two or three grants and they're all closed.
She's not the one that told me about this other one. Because actually, like, Canton Inn just got like $450,000 from them to redo their floors to try to get rid of bedbugs, but they also said that Lewiston was included in that, so.
That would only be through her probably, because otherwise, it looks like we'd have to individually apply for it. It looks like it's public funds, it's not the individual, but she did something on behalf of.
Yeah.
But I would have thought we'd had some signings and approvals.
Yeah, somebody should have told us something.
Would have got some kind of notification.
I mean, not unless Levi heard something, and he's not here now, so that's all. But you would have known.
Yeah.
Being treasurer, you would have known if we got some.
What's it called?
Yeah, and I've never received anything.
Until we get bids, you can't add anything.
Through USDA.
Yeah, because it was something I know that I had talked to her about, Fulton County was up.
I will look through the emails tomorrow and see if I can find anything, even through the trash, I mean.
I just don't think that.
So I think.
But it might be something the individual can apply for.
Yeah.
But no, it's public bodies, but the group one, the grants expired.
I'm gonna go ahead and remove both myself. And I'm gonna get other estimates, but like I said, to get it, I have to get.
The biggest thing is.
Yeah, we're gonna, well, I think we're gonna need to table it anyway, because we gotta have estimates, and we're gonna have estimates for the roof, and you got one for the windows, but.
I'm guessing we got about $50,000 or $60,000, but I'm not positive.
Probably close, rough estimate, yes.
I mean, if you can't get mold mitigated, it's not gonna work, spend that kind of money on a building.
Yeah, well, I know that if I don't, then I've gotta wait till September, October. The EPA will come in with it again, but theirs is closed right now.
6:30.
Because that would be my next.
Okay, it's 6:30.
Option, so.
So we need to call the regular meeting to order now, you need to close the meeting.
Yeah, we'll close the meeting for now.
Everybody, please stand. Say the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Natalie, you wanna do roll call, please?
Roll call. Alder Burson, Sally Clark. Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
And me.
Mayor Cindy Goddard.
Here. Okay, declaration of quorum, we have enough, everybody's here. And we need to approve the minutes of April 22nd. I need a motion and a second for that.
So moved.
Second.
Brad and Sally. Okay, right now Natalie Nelson's gonna be taking the minutes till, as administrative assistant, till I swear her in later on in the meeting. Treasurer's report. Debbie, got anything?
I have nothing.
Okay. Attorney's report.
I have nothing to report.
No engineer tonight. Any public comments, petitions? Okay. Your name, you say your name.
Cole Ward, I live at 707 South Madison Street. The yellow house that's right next door to my house has been abandoned for about 15 years. It now has animals in the garage, the house.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure somebody bought that for taxes, but I don't know who it was.
I've had cats, I've had coons, possums, all sorts of animals coming in my yard. The other night I had a raccoon on my ramp. I'm disabled. That coon and I get into it, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Now, today while I was outside, the feces in that garage stinks. So can you have, get a hold of the owner, have them do something? Or what do we need to do? Because that's very dangerous with all that stuff that's in that house. There's no floors in the house. There's people that are going in and out of the house at nighttime. I saw two people in there going in there the other night.
Yeah. All I can say is I'm busy one at a time is what I'm checking on. So thanks for voicing, reminding us about it. So do what we can. Hi.
This is about places. 724 West Avenue D. I'm not very good talk. There's been a drug house for years. They burn all the time. There's a camper down there now. Ain't had no water. They're burning all the time. We're almost scared. We own the driveway in front of our house. I've been shoved to the ground. My wife's had been spit in the face to say anything to them, and we can't get no help to get them out of there. Jason Ray owns it, and
has this all been reported? Has this all been reported to law enforcement?
Oh yeah, for years. For years, but I can't get no help. We got pictures of everything, fires, no water down there, no nothing.
Hey Chris, you know what he's talking about?
I believe I was the one that handled the argument that happened with your wife.
Yep.
And we kind of went down that road and tried to get something done with the state's attorney's office. This new one where you got pushed or whatever, you got pushed or there was some assault. I believe Officer Snyder talked to you guys about that. Did you find him press charges for her?
I don't know what to do because I don't know if they're going to come down and start beating up on this, on charges, but I can't get nobody to come down there and do that.
If there's an assault, I mean, we can actually, we'll issue them a notice to appear and all that stuff and go to the court route with it, but you guys have to be willing to pursue the charges. That's what it boils down to. If you guys decline to press charges, we can't take them to jail if you decline to press charges.
Okay? Old cars been there for years.
Those are ordinance violations, and we can address those. If they're burning, you call it in, and then we can go down there and issue ordinance violations for the burning ordinance and all that stuff. But you guys have to call in when it's happened so we can get down there and do it.
They haven't done that. Nothing happens.
But if they get issued an ordinance citation, it goes over to the courthouse. They have to pay the fine, or they'll get body attachments issued for their arrest. I mean, we have to let the judicial system play out. We can't just go down there and black bag them and take them to prison.
Right. I understand.
All right, so we got to let the process play out. But you guys are the part, you call in and complain about a burden, we'll go down there and issue a burning ordinance.
Who do I call then?
You can call the sheriff's office. They dispatch for us, and they'll let our guys know. And they'll go down there and you're allowed to burn yard waste.
Okay, I know that, the black smokers.
Yeah,
you can't wake up in the morning without it just smelling down there.
Yeah, and that's why they burn at night, so we don't see the black smoke when we're out driving around. But if you guys notice it and you call it in, we'll go down and address it. Absolutely. We'll go issue ordinance violations and all that stuff. Okay.
Could an officer every once in a while, if we had third shift policeman?
Yeah, we do.
Could he come down there and just maybe scare him a little bit, maybe?
Yeah, we're not, we can't take action if they're violating.
Drive down.
We can patrol down there, put an extra patrol down there.
I've asked that before, and they say, yeah, I have to have cameras around my house now, because I don't know what's ever gonna happen. I got everything on.
Yep.
Three years.
Our third shift guy, our third shift patrol officer is right there. So he's been advised now, and he'll go down there and do extra patrols and.
I say, I got cameras on all of it, and all goes on down there, but I can't really get anybody there.
What address was that?
724 West Avenue D.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
They don't pay their taxes. They waited 5 years to let Josh Ashley. And now Jason keeps bringing junk down there, and Tyler seen him bring a bunch of junk in today.
I get it. But the police department can't do anything about taxes. That's all handled by the city council and by the courthouse and all that round. I can't arrest somebody for not paying their taxes.
I went to Cuba and cleaned up a walnut tree, my boy walnut tree, wanted to take it down to Lewis and dump it. I got in trouble. A walnut tree. One of the police officers said, no, I come from Cuba, we don't bring stuff. That's what he told me.
When was this?
Well, it's been a few years ago.
Not us, okay?
I'm just meaning.
Yeah, not us, all right. If they're out there burning, and they're not burning your place, or it's after hours for the burning, call and we'll take care of them.
Like 5 o'clock burning.
Yep, they can't burn after.
Six, they have smoke rolling back there.
Okay. We're here, so call and let us know, and we'll send somebody down.
I just want, it's been a drug house for 20 some years. He's got an aide back there, you know.
I know, I've been back there.
Can you go right back there, and nobody's ever gonna come back there, you do what you want.
Yeah, well, like, it's private drive, we're gonna have a reason to be down there on the property. So, I know what it is. I know what it is. So, if there's an ordinance violation, call and we'll take care of it, okay?
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Okay, anybody else, any public comments? Committee and citizens groups, finance, Alderperson Sally Clark?
Nothing to report this time.
Okay, sewer, Alderman Spotlow?
No, what's happening, has anything?
Still waiting on the new panel for the Southwood Station. Got the mud well cleaned out 2 weeks ago, so that was a big positive one down there.
Okay, streets and alleys, Alderman Livingston?
Nothing, thank you.
Police and Esdale, Alderman Ward?
Do you have anything on police?
I do have a few things.
Chief Ford has some presentations to do.
Yeah, so, where's he at? Ian, Tyler, come here. Okay, so, first off, we're gonna get this out of the way. As you guys know, we hired Ian, he just completed the police academy. This is a certificate for his completion of the police academy.
You can come right in here.
And, come on. I want your wife to stand beside you. Okay, so we got a certification letter and everything from the police academy. We lost testing, so they sent this my certificate that I'm gonna give to him today. Big first step, so now he's going through his field training. That's going well from what I understand. So that is yours to take home with you. And the second thing we have is, I don't know if you guys saw the Facebook post the other day, kind of had a little bit of an incident. I'm just gonna read you what I typed up for the memo here. On the night at approximately 11 a.m., Officer Snyder and Officer Stairwell were dispatched a medical call for service at the intersection of Adams and Milton, kind of right behind the court, behind the sheriff's office. The call initially came in as somebody had hit themselves with a weed eater, so it doesn't sound that bad. But once we arrived on scene, we found out that it wasn't a weed eater. It was a weed eater, but she had basically a circular saw blade attached to it. It had kicked back and hit her in the leg. She had a severe laceration to her leg, to the extent that we had to use a tourniquet and a pressure dressing to get the bleeding stopped. Officer Snyder and Stairwell here came on scene, assisted with it, got the tourniquet on, got the pressure dressing on. Actually, to the point that they got the bleeding stopped, So when EMS arrived on scene, instead of having a life lighter, they just went over to the hospital, to OSF, to the trauma center for treatment. But they had, did such a good job with the tourniquet and the pressure dressing, it became basically a non-emergency at that point. So they were both critical to have the positive outcome, and assisted the victim with a grievous injury that, and they saved her life basically. She was bleeding very, very heavily. So I typed up a couple letters for their personnel files. Tyler has already gotten a life-saving award once, so I don't have to give him another award bar for it. But Ian, in his second week with the department, I'm going to give him a life-saving award for his actions that day. I'm also giving him his armed services ribbon. He's a veteran as well, so everybody in our department is a veteran. So I think that's kind of cool too. So we're giving this to him today, and then we will put these letters in their personnel files. So, but I think it's important to recognize these guys when they do stuff like that. So.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you for your service.
Good job. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And just an update on ASDA. We have a meeting with coming up later in the week. We'll have further to maybe get certified.
Good. Good, thank you. Water, Alderman Miller.
Have nothing at this time.
Okay. Utilities, publications, Alderman Long.
Have nothing at this time.
And then buildings and grounds, anything?
Nothing.
Okay. Tourism.
Usually when the park starts first Thursday in June, so I'd like to see the park from 7 to 9. We got a good lineup. It's on Facebook, I think, right now. The lineup for this year.
That'll be the Janie Boyd night, too.
Yeah.
And if anybody wants to volunteer, you're more than always welcome to come and volunteer. So.
I hope the mayor will say something that night for Janie.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm glad you're giving me enough time. TIF, Alderman Spotlow.
We had a TIF meeting. We're going to table the one until we get some more information and some bids. And then the other one is not the TIF district, so we don't have to act on that.
Okay, thank you. Citizen Committee, Amanda, I don't see her. Christmas Committee, Kenny, anything?
Yeah, we need to thank VFW Auxiliary for their generous donation, along with the Music in the Park. They all both made pretty substantial donations to our Christmas fund. We appreciate that.
Sure.
Thank you. Economic Development, Erin A. Hart, and I don't see her tonight. Public Works Report, Evan, do you have anything?
Just that we got the flyers up. Got a few more sinkholes that need repaired. Summer help will be starting very soon. We got one started today. He was a senior, so they're out early. So I'm hoping the 27th will have that going for most of the kids. We have a lot of applications put in. I wish I could hire everyone, but can't do that. But it was glad to see we actually had applications.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, thank you. There's no unfinished business. So now I need a motion to adjourn Sendai at this time.
Second.
Caught up?
Yeah.
Okay. At this time, I will give oath of office to Treasurer Debbie Brown.
I
I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
Of treasurer.
Of treasurer.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here, I'll have you sign. Take that. Okay. And I'll give the oath of office to Sally Clark. I guess I should have told you guys, I got sworn in over at the courthouse so I could do it this way. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
I will support the Constitution.
I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of Alderman in Ward 1.
Office of Alderman in Ward 1.
The best of my ability.
The best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you, honey.
And next, Alderman Kendall Miller. Where are you at?
Can I scoot you back a little bit?
Oh, please scoot back.
Sun out of his, out of their faces.
Oh.
Yeah. Lit up like a... A little further.
Further?
I know it's right in your eyes there, isn't it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Go out in the street.
I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of Alderman in Ward 2.
Of the office of Alderman in Ward 2.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. And next, John Spotlow. Hugged up the curtain. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I support the Constitution of the United States.
I support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of Alderman in Ward 3.
Of the office of Alderman in Ward 3.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations. Okay, and now we will have roll call again.
Okay. Alderperson Sally Clark?
Here.
Jim Long?
Here.
Brad Ward?
Here.
Kendall Miller?
Here.
David Livingston?
Here.
John Spotlow?
Here.
Mayor Sending?
Yes, we're here. And do we have any new comments since a little while ago?
I want to take this moment to recognize somebody in the room that they're actually in the room is Jennifer Hebb for the work she does with the food pass out a couple times a month, and that is, it's a tremendous help to this community and communities close by. So she does an excellent job with it. So thank you.
Thank you, Jen. Okay, and new business. The website's on here, but we're in table at this time. Mike couldn't be here,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, he was unable to be here tonight, so
we'll just maybe they'll give us time. Everybody,
I'll encourage everybody to look at it and go around it.
Say I did email it the link to all of you.
Yeah.
To be
what
able
I'm
to
doing,
it.
I'm going page by page and then writing down if I see something. So you guys might want
to
do that.
Definitely easy to get around in.
Yeah.
Find what you're looking for, and obviously, I like the idea of that big calendar there. I think that'll be a real
put stuff on
a
in
real asset to have in the community.
I like that.
Okay, and then we had a fire department TIF application, and that's not in the TIF district, so we couldn't do that. And then Jen Hebb TIF application is going to be tabled at this time, correct?
Yeah, we need to see how much we're going to
have.
What we have for
bids and all that stuff, so we can get some more information from her. So.
Okay, and now I'm going to appoint Natalie Nelson as city clerk. And I'll give you the oath of office.
for him shortly. Get my eyes.
I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of Illinois.
Of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
That I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
Of city clerk.
Of city clerk.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Your job. Thank you. I'll give you that. Okay, we did appointment of department heads now. Public Works Director, appointing Evan Palmer. Chief of Police, Chris Ford. Administrative Assistant will be Natalie Nelson. And, okay, appointment of committees. I handed out a committee list. I kind of changed some people around. So I'm going to name like who's the chairman on each committee. So on finance, Chairwoman Sally Clark. On sewer, be Dave Livingston. Streets and alleys, be Dave Livingston again. Water, Kendall Miller. Police, Brad Ward. Buildings and grounds, Jim Long. Tourism, Kendall. TIF, John Spotlow. And then we have our Citizens, Christmas, and Economic Development. So that's the committees. Appointment of Liquor Commission, Commissioners, and the Chairman. The Liquor Commissioners are Kevin Del Mastro, Sally Clark, Linda Helley, John Spotlow. And then I'm Chairman. And zoning board is Jim Hines, Dave Stell, Doug Tindall, Linda Helley, and Lee Farmer. Ted Meich is zoning officer, Cindy Havens is secretary, and then I'm chairman. Let's see. Appointment of Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund authorized agent is Natalie Nelson. And next is presentation of bills. I guess everybody's looked at them, signed them.
I'm signing it, then we'll pass around it.
Oh, okay.
She's hiding them down there.
I think next time we're going to go back to the way we used to, so you guys can focus on your specific bills, you know, because everybody gets the vendor list, they can look through. If they see one in a, you know, different committee, then they can say, hey, I need to look at that, or I have a question on that. So I think having all of them, everybody's going through them too fast. Same. I think if you have your individual packet, you can focus on those bills.
I agree. Okay.
So that'll be next time.
I move that all bills properly in order to be paid.
I'll second that.
And we have no closed session. And this is my motion for adjournment.
Do we vote on the bills?
Oh.
Yeah, we've got to vote on the bills.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I forgot that.
Okay.
No. Approve the bills properly endorsed. Yeah, sorry.
And 3 seconds.
Yeah.
So Kendall did.
I made motion.
Yeah, and then Sally seconded it.
Okay.
Okay.
And then no closed session, and then adjournment with who?
Clark and Long.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for coming.